In the latest in a long-running spate of gunpoint abductions, military spokesmen said Friday at least 5 foreign nationals were seized in at least 2 separate incidents. Details remain sketchy, with officials giving conflicting information on the nationalities and even the number of people seized. Gunmen have snatched over 200 foreign nationals working in the Niger Delta in the last 18 months. The latest Niger Delta abductions come hours after a prominent militia leader from the region, Mujahid Dokubo Asare, was released for health reasons after a year and a half in detention. Dokubo Asare, a diabetic, has appealed for bail before, without success. The timing of his release is widely seen as a key concession by the newly inaugurated president, Umar Yar'Adua, to militia groups whose attacks have cut oil company production and driven away most foreign staff. Yar'Adua has promised to find a solution to the Delta crisis. One of the largest militant groups, the Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta, has announced it is suspending attacks to see what President Yar'Adua has to offer. Charles Dokubo, an analyst at the Nigeria Institute of International Affairs, says the militant leader's release is not enough and the new president needs to address the underdevelopment and the distribution of oil wealth if he is to calm the rest of Delta.
Releasing Asare without negotiating these bigger issues would not resolve anything.
Oil industry analysts and oil workers say the latest abductions illustrate how taking foreign hostages has become a money-making enterprise for criminal gangs operating outside the militants' control. The hostages are generally released after a ransom is paid. Earlier this month, the British government said the Niger Delta was unsafe and urged its nationals to leave. The Niger Delta, the source of all of Nigeria's vast oil reserves, is massively underdeveloped, with few roads, schools or clinics. Since the end of military rule in 1999, frustrations in the region have been expressed through increasingly violent action. Sarah Simpson for VOA News, Lagos.